Lately, I've been feeling that I might be better off alone. Well, at least more often. Am I the only one, or is this something that everyone else feels? I'm genuinely curious because I don't know if it's the weather. I don't know if it's these cloudy days or these gray skies that make me want to be in my PJs and just live my own life and never have to see or talk to another human ever again in my entire life. Or it's the hustler in me that wants to grind his own life out to the point that, no, I can't blame anyone else for my mistakes or my failures but me. And also at the same time, you can't, no one else can take your success from you. Now, this is something that I've been struggling with a lot recently. But before we dive more into this, I know my girlfriend's listening. I know my mom's even listening. I know my friends are listening. So I don't mean that I don't like my significant other or my friends. This is not what I mean, but I do cherish my own alone time. And this is something that I've struggled with for a while, is how do you balance the two things? How do you balance the people that you love in your life and yourself? We all talk about self-love, ordering a coffee for yourself or spending $6 on a coffee and going for your morning walk or making sure you get a self-care day and having a bath or ordering bath bombs, all of this stuff, all of it. And for me, that I don't care about that stuff. That stuff doesn't benefit me. Going out for one coffee in the day, yeah, it's nice, but it's more about taking that time to myself. It's not about the material that I have. It's about doing things alone. And especially in relationships, or finding a new best friend, or moving to a new city, or going into a new college or a new school, I find we really get sucked in to other people. We get obsessed with it because it's this new effect of dopamine. We get this new sip, and it's like, holy shit, what is this taste? And it sets us just off our tracks for a little bit. I'm sure there's a lot of people listening out there who have struggled with finding routine and figuring out why your routine is not working. And the hardest truth is that you're not trying hard enough to make it work. Right? I've been trying to gain weight for the last 5 years of my life. And for a moment there, I was doing really, really well. I was seeing a lot of progress. I did the 75 hard challenge. And that means you'd work out two times every single day for 45 minutes at least, every single day for 75 days. And I killed it because no one got in my way. I turned people down. I said I needed to go work out. I needed to do this because I was living this life for me and I was doing things for myself. And when we fall into relationships and we fall into new friends and we fall into new situations, like we stop doing things for ourselves. Because we don't feel like we have time and we don't feel like ourselves are important. I'm here to tell you that you are important. That day where you're not feeling very good, you're down in the dumps, well, that's probably because you spent all your energy and you gave it to somebody else. You took all that time, all that energy, all that feeling and emotion and strength, and you handed it off to somebody because you were there for them. And that's a great thing. But what's greater is learning how to balance that. What's greater is understanding how much you actually have to give. There's so many times where we feel like we need to help everybody up. But as time goes on, every time you reach down to help somebody up, your back gets a little weak, you know? Your knees start to crack a little bit. You're getting weak. And it's not because the person isn't eating very well, it's because time after time, you're doing the same motion. You're helping people. You're giving everything that you have in you away for free. Are they helping you? That's my question to you. Are they helping you? Is that person benefiting you in any way? And that's how you tell the difference between an amazing friend and just a friend. Is if you do something for them and there's nothing in return, or there's not even a thought of in them returning anything, or you don't feel any satisfaction of them at all, then I don't think that's somebody that you w should waste your energy on. Life is so short, and we say it so many times, but we don't act like it. We don't act on it at all. So life is short. So stop sharing it with people who don't value you, right? So I've been feeling this way very, very much recently. And I wanted to take action. And I'm still dealing with it. I want to be honest here. I'm still dealing with this. I'm still trying to balance, you know, my work life, my personal life, and then also my relationships. This being significant others, friends.
This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
Family, blah, blah, blah. Because it is tough. I have a job where I'm sharing my life online. So to first tell the difference between my online life, like my job, and then my personal life, putting down that phone is a very difficult thing. And I think a lot of people now, you know, we all have TikTok accounts, we all have Instagrams. I find it's a very hard thing to do for a lot of people. Today I dropped off my phone at Apple and I had to go without a phone for 2 hours. And honestly, it was like the nicest moment ever. I'm not really somebody who, I mean, a lot of my friends think that I'm somebody who can't go with a phone or without a phone. For a very long time. I do it a lot of the time. I love it, but there's a lot of people who reach out to me every now and then, so I like to keep my phone on me. But choosing my times of when I answer them and when I don't, that's something that I really cherish. And a lot of people get mad at me because they're like, why don't you reply quick? Because I don't have the energy in me, I don't have the time in me right now to give it to you, because I blocked off this time for me. I'm working on this one thing. You know, and that's just called being a boy. You know, you can only do one thing at once. But separating that time. So at the end of the day, if I can't sit down and have a conversation with somebody, then I don't want to talk to them. If I can't make time in my day, I don't want to just send a one-off text. That's not me. Right? So I went from a yes man to a no man, and it changed my life. But before we get into that, I want to talk about today's sponsor, because today's sponsor is HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. And you can even order your groceries through them, which is amazing. So you can skip your trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make cooking from home easy and fun and affordable. And trust me, it actually is. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. So fall is very busy, but HelloFresh recipes save time. You'd otherwise spend meal planning, shopping, and chopping, so you can get back to the moment that matters, which is spending with your family and eating good food. And so HelloFresh offers the flexibility you need to easily customize your order on the app within like minutes. Within minutes, I promise you, it's so easy. So you can easily change your delivery day, your food preferences, or plan size, or even skip a week whenever you need. Say you're not home, say you're going to the cottage, you can skip any week. So I love cooking, and I love cooking even more with Angelica, because I get to feel like a chef. For the first time in my life, I get to feel like I actually know what I'm doing. And HelloFresh truly helps me with that, because they're not only providing me with the instructions, but also the quality of food is immaculate. And the way they put it all together makes it so easy to be so good. And it's really dummy proof for me. And I love that about it. So my favorite recipe right now, I haven't been a huge fan of pork my entire life. I find it's a little rough, but I did the mustard and herb crusted pork. And oh my goodness, it was like mouthwatering. And I used to not like pork. So I think this says a lot. So I'm not going to just tell you about this without giving you a little promo. So go to HelloFresh.com/HappyTimes14 and use the code HappyTimes14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. Now, that was a lot of 14s and frees, so I'm going to say it again. Go to HelloFresh.com/HappyTimes14 and use the code HappyTimes14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. I hope you guys enjoy. And if you do, let me know. Send me a little picture of all your meals that you make. Now, where were we? Ah, how I went from a yes man or a yes person to a no person. Now, let me first kind of explain what this means. When I was 19, 20, graduating college, I was doing well in my job, and this job being social media and being self-employed, I would say yes to absolutely everyone. If anyone wanted to hang out with me, I would just say yes. And this put me in a position of being the best friend ever, but it also put me in the position of people taking advantage of me and using me whenever they wanted to. Right? If they were having an off day, they'd text me to hang out. If they were being bored one day, they'd text me to hang out. And what would I do? I would do it. I would go out. I would go all day long. I would spend the whole day, and I would come back and I'd be drained, and I'd still have to do my work. And then I felt unfulfilled in my life because I wasn't working. I wasn't doing anything that I needed to do. I was really, really depressed. And it wasn't because of the actual numbers online. It wasn't because my job wasn't doing well. It was because I gave everything that I have to somebody else. All the positivity that I had in my life, especially on these gray, dreary, gross days, I gave it away. And I don't want you to give it away. So that's why we're talking about this right now. If you're listening to this and you feel like you're just depleted at the end of the day, say you work retail, say you work customer service, say even you, I don't know, you work anywhere, or you're with a significant other that you're spending a lot of time with. That's not a bad thing, but it drains you at the end of the day. I'm here to tell you that it's okay to say no sometimes. Now, obviously, if it's work, you got to go to work. But maybe that job's not for you. And I'm not here to tell you whether it is or whether it's not, even though I just did. But it's a suggestion. Are you drained at the end of the day because you're not prioritizing enough time for yourself? Or is it the actual job's just taking too much out of you? Do you go home and not have any self-care at all? And I'm not saying just like sit on a couch and watch your favorite TV show or take a bath, but doing the things that you actually love doing. You know, I always thought that, okay, self-care is is having a bath or sitting down, binging Netflix and just relaxing. And I didn't understand that. I always thought that, okay, I should feel good now. And I didn't. People would say, go take a vacation. And I would, and I'd feel awful. I'd be like, why am I here? I hate it here. I don't relax. And the reason why was because I wasn't doing the things that I loved. And when we do the things that we love, when we do the things that just come like second nature to us, we really turn off this part of our brain that makes us a little nervous, a little anxious, a little too excited. You ever play a sport? I'll give an example. I played hockey growing up. And hockey was like my number one sport, and it was going to be my career path, and it just didn't go that way. And now I play hockey in like a beer, it's not a beer league, but like a little competitive league, okay? Nothing too fancy. And I am stressed the entire day. Say I'm working a really, really, really hard day. And I'm like, oh, I really don't want to go to hockey. But I end up going. There's something about it that just turns off my brain entirely. And there's absolutely nothing else I can think about, because all I can think about is playing hockey. Because if I don't think about that, then I'm going to get injured. Or, you know, if you're a cyclist and you're biking, well, you can't think about anything else, or you're going to crash your bike. Maybe you're a runner. You know, you go running. You're going to miss a step, crack your head open, and die. We don't want that, right? We do not want that. Trust me. We don't want that, okay? But maybe you're an artist. Maybe you're a writer. Maybe you're a poet. Maybe you're a singer. Maybe you're somebody who loves knitting, grandma. What? No? Did you hear that? I didn't know. Well, maybe there's something that you love doing, and there's so much focus that it requires that it turns off that part of your brain that has you worrying about everything else. And those are the moments where I think that's self-care. I could have the most tiring day in the entire world. I could be traveling all day, traveling. It just gets us all tired. And when I get to my hotel, or when I get home, I sit down, I'm like, okay, if I sit down now, then I'm just going to be tired and I'm going to be done the entire day, because I met so many strangers on the plane. Either I'm traveling with somebody or alone. There's nothing that I have to connect with somebody. I'm depleted and I get home. I can either sit on the couch and be empty, or I can do the things that I love. I can sit down, I can write. I can go for a bike ride. I can hop on my bike trainer. Those are the things that I love doing. Or going for a walk, you know? And these are all, I love exercise. My body loves exercise. And there's different things that I have to plan to do that are not exercise. And one of those is cooking. And I'm not just saying this because HelloFresh is a sponsor of this. But I genuinely love cooking and I do use HelloFresh. So that's something that I do for myself a lot. And that helps me get into a mind space of, okay, well, I need to pay attention or else I'm going to cut off my finger here. And I want to make really good food. And I want to learn how to do this, not just follow instructions. I want to learn. I want to know why this tastes good. And so that's a passion of mine. I also love making cocktails. And I love understanding the reason of why things taste the way they do and all of that. And the only way you can do that is if you're actually paying attention. Right? And so everything else on my mind is turned off. Now, that was a very large tangent, but I hope that really helped you understand where I'm coming from when I say this, of being alone. It's not always about like, okay, I hate people. It's not that at all. So here's how I did it, even though I kind of just told you. Now, this is not necessarily about relationships as in couples, but more anyone who is close to you in your life. Because when we choose the people that are close to us in our lives, we give a certain amount of energy to them. If you're a fan of this podcast and you've been following for a while, you'd know that we talk a lot about empaths and empathy. And if you're not new, well, make sure you follow or subscribe or send me a little message being like, hey, I like the podcast. Normally we do this at the end, but I'll do it right now. If you, well, why should I get people to DM me? DM me, am I better off alone? No. DM me, I'm better off alone on Instagram. And then that way I know that you listen this far into the podcast and you're one of the crew. You're part of that Happy Times crew. You're part of that Stay You club. Send me that and I'm just going to know you're here. And that's really cool. So I'm better off alone, even though maybe you're not. So when we learn who is close to us in our lives, when we figure out and set the boundary of who is our true friend, because we are who we surround ourselves with. So that's step one, number one, is figuring out who I want around me at all times. Or not all times. Okay, the whole point of this podcast is not all times. But who do I want around me in the times where it truly matters? I want my mom. I want my best guy friends. I want my girlfriend. I want my best girlfriends. You know what I mean? I want my dogs. I want me. And me is a huge role in that. You know, myself, I want to look at myself in the mirror and feel like I'm there. Feel like I'm standing right beside myself. I want to be alone and feel okay. And I'm happy to say that that's something that I have succeeded at. Now, the next thing was learning to say no. This is very difficult. Learning to say no, even if they give you the puppy dog eyes, is very difficult. Because if they're giving you those eyes or making you feel bad about saying no so that you can go work on yourself, then trust me, they aren't worth it. Because at the end of the day, you want the people surrounding you who want you to be the best version of yourself. And in hopes that the best version of you is going to match up to the best version of them. And so you can grow together. So when we surround ourselves with people who are constantly tearing us down, constantly telling us no.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
How are we going to grow? Right? I understand there's some some issues here because you might be the person who's constantly saying no, but I mean saying no to somebody else's feelings, right? Somebody else saying, hey, do you want to hang out? You saying no in that scenario, if you have to take care of yourself, that's completely okay. But if somebody's like, hey, do you want to hang out? And you say no, and they say no, and then you say no, you're just in a whole screaming match. I hope I'm not confusing people. I just confuse myself there, to be honest with you. But learning to say no is a skill that's very, very hard to obtain. And it's the reason why it's hard is because not only because somebody could have cute eyes and making you feel bad. It's not only that, but it's knowing when you should value yourself. When at the end of the day, you should know that this is going to improve you. Learning when to say no is very, very, there's two aspects of it, right? It's learning who to say no to and then learning when to say no. And so obviously I can't sit here and explain to you of when you should do that. But when I do that, it's at the end of the days, you know, am I tired? Is this person going to benefit me right now? Do I have anything else to do? Right? And so that's going to go into the next point. My next thing is writing a to-do list. Because sometimes we do have time for people. Sometimes we are able to say yes. And figuring out what times those are can easily be managed. So I write a to-do list every single morning. And if I don't write it in the morning, I write it the night before. And I write down everything that I need to do that day. And I write about 7 things down. This is in hopes that I do them all. And if I don't, then I don't. But if I do, then that's fucking awesome. And if I do them all, and somebody messages me and they're like, hey, can you hang out? I go, okay, wait. Instead of me freaking out and almost forgetting something, if I really need to do something, I'm going to look at my notepad right here. I'm going to be like, okay, I had to do this. Oh, I did it all. Okay, yes, I can. I know that tomorrow I'm not going to feel bad because I didn't do it all. Right? And so writing a to-do list and also crossing it off is great for your mental health, but it's also great for organizing your life and other people in it. Now, the next thing is if anyone annoys you, don't hang out with them. I don't want to say too much on that. If somebody pisses you off, life's short. Don't let somebody piss you off for a very long time. My next thing is always answer phone calls from your parents. I don't care how busy you are. I get constantly reminded that your parents aren't going to be here for very long. If you see them once a week, you can calculate the average of how many times you're going to see them for the rest of your life. And that terrifies me. So no matter what, no matter what's on that to-do list, no matter how many times you want to say no, no matter how many times you think you're better off alone, answer the fucking call from your parents or the ones you do love, because they do matter. I'm not saying to completely section off yourself from the world. This is a reminder that there's still people in your life that matter, as well as you, because if you answer their calls, maybe they're going to answer yours. And the last thing I have to say is know why you're doing this. Know your purpose. And that's a big ask, because a lot of people think like, I don't know what I want to do with my life, blah, 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 blah. Listen, I'm not saying that you have to figure out your lifetime goal here. You just need to know why you're working on yourself. Because if you don't have this concrete answer of, I want to be this, I want to be better, I want to gain weight, I want to gain muscle, I want to lose weight, I want to get smarter, I want to become bilingual, I want to take more time to myself, I want to be more secure in my mind, I want to be better off alone. If you don't have any reason, then there's never going to be a reason for you to succeed. Because you don't know why. And once you figure out why, it's going to change your life. And I hope this podcast maybe helped you figure that out. So thank you guys very much for listening. If you want to see more of me, I am starting to upload more vlogs onto YouTube. You can go to youtube.com/JoeyKidney. Yes, I'm back there. And if you want to get my poetry book that just launched, Dreaming With My Eyes Wide Open, that is available on stayu.ca, as well as Crewnecks. Oh my God, I can't speak anymore. Crewnecks are launching next week, so that's going to be coming. And then we'll have t-shirts coming up soon and just loads of stuff. But thank you guys very much for listening. I will talk to you soon, and have a good one.